Someone's been very bad. Someone's been naughty. A very bad and naughty supervillain. Which you wouldn't think would be a problem, really. I mean, aren't supervillains meant to be bad? Aren't they meant to be naughty? Don't I like it when you're naughty? And I do. I really do. I like it when you're wicked. When you're diabolical. And oh, you can be so wicked. So Machiavellian. I mean, look at what you did to me. You broke me. You turned me. You made me fall in love. And we both know what happened after that. We both know what I did. All that blood, all that death. And all because you are just awfully bad. So why am I annoyed? Why am I disappointed? You're just being a supervillain, right? Being bad and being naughty. And I like that. I love that. I love you. But you see, you haven't been wicked. You haven't been diabolical, and that is rather disappointing. You've been sneaky. You've been creeping about. Oh, did you think that I wouldn't find out? Did you think that you were just that good? Well, you are. You are that good. And I don't like it. But I understand why. I understand. Because it's an adjustment. It's a major adjustment. And any adjustment is complicated. You have to work through it. You have to bathe in blood. You have to rampage. You have to make people suffer. Just so you can work for it all. It's a process. I went through the process. When I fell in love with you, when you're diabolical and oh so very twisted scheme came to fruition. I adjusted. I adjusted to being a supervillain. I adjusted to falling. And oh my, did I fall? I fell all the way down. Because I love you. I love you so much, so, so much. But it wasn't easy. It wasn't pleasant. It wasn't enjoyable. It was an adjustment. But it was worth it. Not that I had a choice. You never gave me a choice. And I love you for that. I love you for being so single-minded, so focused, so intent. But you're wavering. It's... I know it's difficult. I know you didn't expect it to be so bloody. You didn't expect me to be so evil. You didn't expect the blood orchid. Which is funny. It's actually hilarious because you are just so good at making plans. It's actually kind of funny. It's actually more than funny. It's hilarious. It's
Hilarious.
Because you always know what's going to happen.
You always have a backup plan. You always have a scheme, a plot.
And yet you didn't see this coming. What did you think was going to happen? What did you think I was going to do when I fell in love?
Well, surprise.
Surprise. It was definitely a surprise. But I love you. I fell all the way down for you. I killed. I bathed in blood. I can still hear their screams. The way they pleaded. Begged. It was an adjustment. A big, complicated, painful adjustment. But I did it for you. I did it all for you. Because it had to happen. Because I love you. Because you see me. You saw right through me. You saw the dark. And now I see it too. It's all I see. It's all I hear. It's me. I'm just dark, bloody, evil. Just like you. You did this. You made this happen. This is all on you. This is all you. Wicked and diabolical and evil. You made me fall. You made me fall in love. You made me fall to my knees. You made me fall into the dark. It's so dark. It's so dark. And I love it. I love the dark. When I think about what I've done, when I think about blood. There was so much blood, so much blood. I didn't know that blood could be that dark. A black beyond black blood. I love you. You are the only thing I have left. I did this for you. I fell for you, and now you go to the honey vixen. The honey vixen. Why would you go to a hero? And why would you hide it? Because you did. Naughty, naughty, bad supervillain consorting with a hero. Unless you have a scheme. Do you have a plot? Do you have a plan? Because the last time you had a scheme, a plot, a plan, and a hero was involved, well, I think we both know what happened. Is this... No. There's only me. There's no one else. There's just me. The blood orchid. If I thought that you were... Oh, if I thought that you were consorting, plotting, planning, scheming with a honey vixen, oh, what would I do? What would I do? Because I'm still adjusting. And it's not a case of what would I do. It's a case of what I did. I've been a bit naughty. I've been a bit bad. I've been bloody. I'm afraid whatever scheme you had in mind, whatever plot, whatever plan, well, we'll have to make some changes. Because the honey vixen is a little bit unavailable. She's not gone, not yet. I'm not quite finished with her. I'm adjusting. I'm going through the process. It's complicated. It's very bloody. I know that you love me. I know that you love me. I know that you adore me. I know that you... Oh, you would never ever do that to me. But... Oh, there's always a but. When a superhero is involved, there's always a but. Don't do that again. Because you do love me, don't you? You do love me, don't you? Because if you didn't love me, I don't know what I would do. Or rather, I do. And so do you. It's an adjustment for both of us. But I think the best way to work through this is to just be evil together. To scheme together, to plot together, to be dastardly. Because we are evil. We're supervillains, and darling, oh my beloved darling, it's too fucking late to have regrets. So what should we do? Should we steal something? Destroy something? Kill someone? Oh, darling, I love you. I really, really do. And so do you. Don't you?